The election campaign. Australia's currently in the middle of a federal election, or just got underway really, and I love elections. Karina and I are political junkies. When Kevin Rudd was deposed as Prime Minister, we enjoyed the theatre of it, regardless of what our opinions were on Kevin Rudd, Julia Gillard, or the way he was deposed and why. Quite apart from that, we actually enjoy watching it. Whereas I sometimes get the impression that many Australians have a distaste for the entire process of politics. It's not hard to blame them. Some of the stuff that goes on in Question Time in particular isn't exactly, doesn't fill you with confidence in the political process. But before I came to Queensland, I had a very short career, if I can call it a career, as a federal public servant. And as well as opening my eyes about how government works, and mostly it was a positive impression, perhaps I started off super cynical, but it also opened my eyes about politicians. We see them at their worst, and most of what causes them to be at their worst, the shilly-shallying, the back-flipping, the smiling when they obviously don't want to smile, the carefully rehearsed sound bites, all of this stuff, almost all of that can be traced back, directly or indirectly, to the Australian electorate, to a lesser extent to the political media as well, but mostly the Australian electorate. We get the politicians we deserve. They behave in ways because of how we want them to behave. I mean, look at it from a politician's point of view. On most contentious issues, that's why they're contentious, Australians are divided. So when they speak to Australia as a whole, they're essentially speaking to a schizophrenic entity, an entity that on the one hand is against whatever proposal they're talking about, and on the other hand is for it, and on the other hand perhaps thinks that the proposal doesn't go far enough. And yet they have to come up with a consistent message when they talk to Australians. It's not surprising that they sound that they hedge their bets. Basically, as an electorate, we make our politicians wade through crap and ask them to smile while doing it, and then we get grumpy that they're in a dirty business and they seem to be enjoying it. My limited experience with politicians is that all the ones I met and almost all of the ones I've heard about are genuine. They actually want to do what's best for the country. Now, I'm not suggesting they don't have any ego, of course they do. And of course many of them think their party is the only way to serve Australia best, or they themselves being in power is the only way to serve Australia best. But put the ego aside, you have to have a certain amount of ego to get into politics, otherwise you couldn't wade through the crap and keep on smiling. And it bothers me sometimes that it seems like most Australians I meet are either totally disinterested in politics, or at least they say they are. Sometimes I doubt it. They're either totally disinterested in politics. Some of them even claim not to vote. Well, that's quite tricky to do under our system. They're either totally disinterested in politics, or they're completely passionate about it, but passionate about it in a way that reveals they don't seem to know much about what politics actually is and how government actually works. I keep meeting people who say they're very politically engaged, but they also think that all the good people, all the wisdom, all the insight, all the honesty, all the hard work is in one party, and none of it's in any of the other parties. Based on what I've seen, quite frankly, if you think that all the good is in one party, the party you follow, and there's no good in any of the other parties, or even much less good, then quite frankly, you're not taking politics seriously enough. I'm not suggesting the parties don't disagree with each other. Of course they do, they disagree with each other. But there are smart people, honest people, hard-working people, dedicated people in all the major parties, and for all I know, all the minor parties too. I just don't have much experience with them. It bothers me that people treat politics like sport, like their team, say Carlton, is the only good team, and all the rest are either losers or scumbags, but their team is full of gods. And they treat politics that way. Whereas anyone who's worked in sports knows that's not the way sport is either. There are great athletes in all the major teams. Anyway, just my thoughts.